Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you, America. It's also a big holiday. The banks are closed. The post offices are closed. All in honor of It's Okay to Hate Italian People Day, also known as Indigenous Peoples Day. It's Columbus Day. And we love Italians here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, what a busy, busy day we have in store for us. The confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett underway up on Capitol Hill. President Trump heading down to Florida for a big, big Trump rally, a Make America Great Again, Keep America Great rally. And this is his first time doing a rally after he came down with the China virus. And he whipped that China virus like he's going to whip Joe Biden on Election Day. And so now the president, and it's our understanding, they're hitting the road and they're not looking back. And I say, good for the president. Good for you, Mr. President. By the way, did you see this crazy story out there? The president apparently, I don't know how true this is, but I love it. The president originally wanted to actually have a Superman T-shirt under his button-down suit, and he wanted to rip the shirt after he got out of the hospital to show that he was Super Trump. I love it. Again, I don't know the veracity of it. I think it's a great, if you're going to make up fake news, that's a great fake news story to make up. I'll just leave it there. Wow. So a lot of great guests coming up. Penny Nance from Concerned Women for America. She is in Washington at the confirmation hearings, and she's going to be weighing in a little bit later on. Also, Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde Smith is going to be here. And we're going to have Tim Murtaugh from the Trump campaign. A lot of stuff going on out there. And we're going to be taking your calls today. I want to ask you a question here. Are you believing this polling data out there? I got to tell you something. They've got just about every poll in America says this president is going to lose in a landslide. And I just don't get it. I have been traveling all over America. By the way, Harry Hurley, thank you very much. Did a terrific job filling in on Thursday and Friday as I was out on the road speaking to a group of Republicans in Kansas. And folks, I'm telling you, I don't see the Biden signs. I don't see the Biden rally. The only Biden rally I saw were two people, one of whom appeared to be homeless, standing at an intersection somewhere in Palmdale, California. That was it. Tried to snap a photo, but we were driving through the traffic light there, so we had to get to where we were going. And over the past couple of days, Biden has been out there on the campaign trail, and it looks as though very few people are turning out for these rallies. In the meantime, you've got Trump fans bumper to bumper. They're in the water. They're at the Villages. Did you see the photos from the Villages? And we have the video, by the way, at toddstarnes.com. They had thousands and thousands of golf carts heading out to see Vice President Mike Pence, not even Donald Trump. There were 4,000 people that turned out in the blazing sun. And you know, these are all senior adults at the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. And some of them were getting overheated, but they wanted to be there. They wanted to see Vice President Pence. They wanted to send a message to the nation. There was a huge car rally in Miami, Florida. The local news reporters estimate about 30,000 cars out there supporting President Trump. Mostly Cuban-American crowd. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable the amount of support I have seen for President Trump. And yet, every single poll, except for one, and I'll get to that in just a moment, but every single poll has the president losing in a landslide on Election Day. So I have a question for you. Are people lying to the pollsters, or what am I missing here? What am I missing here? 844-747-8868. This is our toll-free telephone number for you great American patriots. 844-747-8868. Now, normally we don't go to the phones this early, but Gene the Superfan is with us. He is at the rally, President Trump holding a rally tonight in Sanford, Florida. And Gene, you've been to so many of these Trump rallies. When did you get in line, sir?
Well, hello, Todd, and hello to the country. Well, let me tell you something, Todd. I got here yesterday at 7 o'clock in the evening. I actually had an event in Ocala, so I wasn't first online, which is okay, sir. But I was number five online. And if I can just interject with what you were saying about the polls and things, you know what I'm looking at, Todd? I'm looking at We the People Are Movement, as I can't even see how far the line goes. Well, that's all polls, Todd.
Is that right, Gene? So set the stage for us there. You are the eyes and ears of this radio program. What do you see there in Sanford, Florida?
You know, Todd, it's just like every rally. It's love and family. You always hear me say this because that's what our president does, and this is what he teaches us. All you see is smiles, hugging, pictures, laughing. And you know what's always said? God. God is always brought up in conversation. And the word love, not like I like our president. We love our president. And you probably can hear the police coming by, Todd. Right now, as the police come by, the whole crowd goes crazy. We give thumbs up to the police, and we love our men and women in uniform.
Oh, this is great. This is like live radio.
Exactly. And this is what happens, Todd. It's just unbelievable. We're probably going to be going through the gates around 2 o'clock. We'll hang out for about 2 hours. And then around 4 o'clock, we'll go inside, get our seats, and we'll be ready for the president. And I also call this the Welcome Back Rally, because our president had to deal with the China virus. He feels better than he did 20 years ago. And when this man comes on stage, it is going to be unbelievable tonight, Todd.
Oh, Gene, it's going to be off the charts. Insane.
Yes, it is.
The man conquered the China virus. He conquered the China virus, Gene the Superfan.
Exactly right, he did, and it's just amazing. This man is just amazing, and you know, to listen to the polls, it's just craziness. The only polls we listen to is, like I said, Todd, is the We the People Are Movement and the president. The president might bring up things. Oh, I just looked at some poll. When anything comes out of his mouth about polls and says he's winning, well, that's the ones you believe.
There you go. All right, Gene, hang in there. Gene,
you got it.
All right, God bless you. Give us a call back tomorrow. Let us know how things went. And Gene the Superfan, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, he loves this president. What was it Gene said? There's a lot of love. A lot of love at the Trump. That's true. A lot of love at the Trump rallies. He's got a great point. Folks, I'm telling you, this is going to be one to watch tonight. Because this president is coming out of the gate. These folks are so fired up. But again, when you look at the polling data, I got to tell you, I think there's collusion out there in these polls. I honest to goodness do. I think these polls are being skewed, either intentionally, unintentionally, I don't know. Maybe you folks that are getting the calls from the pollsters are lying to the pollsters. Maybe. I don't know. But I can tell you this, that something's just not adding up here. Something is just not adding up. Are you seeing that in your neighborhood? I'm curious. Your neighborhood, where you live, do you see the Biden signs? Do you see the Trump signs? I mean, here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our radio program from our flagship station, KWAM, I see the Trump signs all over the place. I see the Trump flags. I see the young people of America going into their public schools, waving the Trump flags, wearing the Make America Great Again hats. I don't see anything. I don't see a thing when it comes to Joe Biden. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to get to Mark in the Villages is on hold. We're going to get to him. We have a lot of lines now open up, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Be sure to check out the live show blog. Say hello to Avery running the things over at toddstarns.com. We're checking your comments online as well. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, so Senator Ted Cruz was over on Squawk Box at CNBC. And he's pretty concerned. He says that the Republican Party could be facing a bloodbath of Watergate proportions on Election Day. And the senator says he is worried. He says it's a volatile election cycle, and he's really concerned. He doesn't think you people are going to get out there and go and vote on Election Day. And he says if that happens, then it's going to be a really bad day for America, and it's going to be a bad day for Republicans. So do you share that concern? Senator Ted Cruz saying that that if the voters feel like the U.S. is not recovering from the shutdown, then it's going to be a bad day for President Trump. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. Let's go to Arkansas. Lois kicking off the day, hanging out with us on KARN. All right, Lois, what's going on?
Well, you know, Todd, one of the things that my husband and I have been doing is driving through the city and the country as well. And we've only found one place, and it's a great big ranch. And this gentleman has Trump signs everywhere, big things everywhere. But there are no Biden signs. There are no Trump signs. There are nothing. There's nothing else anywhere around. And, you know, this is so unusual because there's always so many signs in people's yards that you can't even see the houses for them, but not this time.
Why do you think that is, Lois?
I think they're afraid their house will be burned down or something. I'm not sure if they put a Trump sign in it. Because everybody that we know, there's only, I think, one or two people that we are acquainted with that are voting for Biden, and that's because they've done it all their lives. They've voted for the Democrats. And everybody else is voting for Trump.
You know, there may be something to
that. Where did they get the idea that Trump's going to lose?
Yeah, there may be something to that, Lois. And I'm just going to be honest with you. And I bought a brand new Cadillac back in November, and I don't have any bumper. I usually don't put bumper stickers on my car, but I'm not sure I would put one on there. You know, I don't want somebody blowing out the windows of my brand new Cadillac. You know, I can make my support for President Trump known in other ways.
Right. Right.
So that's
casually mentioned that I needed a new car, but I wasn't sure that I wanted to get one by putting Trump signs on mine.
Well, there you go, Lois. There you go. All right, Lois, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening to the show. By the way, Commerce Township, Michigan, to that point, a homeowner got kind of tired of people stealing their signs. You know, they do that. They steal the signs. And so this homeowner decided that they were going to put razor blades on the bottom and the top of the Trump 2020 sign. And sure enough, somebody came by and to move the sign and ended up slicing their hands. Well, this is the weird part about it. It was the town building inspector, and they said that the sign was supposed to be 33 feet away from the roadway, but it was only 24 feet. And so now there's all sorts of a hullabaloo, and they're trying to figure out if they're going to charge the homeowners. I don't think they should. Again, it's, you know, the local paper says it's a booby-trapped political. It's not booby-trapped. They're just tired of people stealing their stuff. All right, let's go to the Villages. Our good friend Mark from America's friendliest hometown. All right, Mark, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Todd. They're fired up here in the Villages. The support for Trump is unbelievable. Like I said, in 2016, 20 family members went Republican after Trump got in, and they're going Republican again, and there's more they've come to follow him, more voting for him. The Villages is pumped up. The media is trying to downsize this to make it look like he's not winning and this and that to discourage undecideds, maybe. But he's doing incredible. He's doing a great job here in Florida. And secondly, you know, I've talked to some college kids. You know, they're voting. The reason they're voting for Biden is they're not even looking at the overall picture. They're doing what works for them, like free college, the Green New Deal. But if they only understood the damage that they're going to be doing to this country by putting him in, They're not looking at the overall picture. They're doing what works for them, what makes them happy. And I mean, you got to look at the overall picture. You're going to destroy this country very, very quickly. And like I said, the support for Trump here in Florida is incredible. He's got thousands of people that show up everywhere in the villages. You'll get somebody sent me something. Look, 200 Biden people on golf carts. 200, big deal. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands, even down at the lakes, the ocean down there in Miami. I mean, he just packs it out. So he's going to win this big time. It's just they're trying to discourage people.
Yeah, Mark, I think you're onto something there. I think the media is trying to discourage people. And, I mean, to your point, yeah, they're trying to convince people that the villages is going for Biden. I saw the turnout for the Pence rally, Mark. That was unbelievable. And again, it was not even Donald Trump. They came out in the scorching heat for Mike Pence.
Yeah, I know hundreds of people in the villages. They're all going for Trump. And you'll get a couple that are going for Biden. Not many. And if you drive down in the rural areas of Florida, because we do a lot of driving in the areas down through here, Trump signs everywhere. We'll count how many Biden we see versus Trump. And then a day we'll see 15 Trump signs versus two Bidens that we saw. And I mean, that's all throughout Florida. And they don't tell you these small little towns. These are the small little towns that absolutely pull and win for Trump. Trump's onto something, but he gets these little towns, and these are the people that go to these voting booths, and this is what kicks him into winning these elections. So to the listeners, don't let that discourage you. If you're undecided, do some research and look what this Biden's going to do to this country, and that Fox of Rocks Cortez and Nancy Pelosi and every Chuck Schumer, they're going to destroy this country. So these people need to get out. They need to either research what they're voting for, because if you truly research Biden, you vote for him, you've got to be medicated. You really do.
It's a fair point, Mark. And quite frankly, Biden very well may be medicated. To what extent, we do not know. Mark, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. And thanks for the eyes and ears on the ground there in Florida at the villages. I'm afraid we are watching in real time the collusion of the mainstream media, the Democrats, and big tech to take down this president. That's what I'm afraid of here. And I will just share this information with you. Over the past 2 weeks, we have noticed our traffic on our Facebook page and our Twitter page have literally plunged by about 45 to 50%. It is unbelievable. We have had high levels of engagement on our social media platforms for the entire year. And all of a sudden, it was like somebody turned off the spigot. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Hang tight. We've got some lines open. We have Rosalind in Michigan, Les in Arkansas, Donald, North Carolina. Wow. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. We'll be right back. Geez, hello. You folks have really fired up the phone lines today. Grace Baker, hope you had your Wheaties this morning. Wow. Hang tight, folks. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I want to get right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, Penny Nance from Concerned Women for America. Now, Penny, our sources in Washington, D.C. tell us that you're riding around in a, quote, big pink bus.
That's right, Todd. What an honor to be on with you. Concerned Women for America kicked off a 12-state bus tour, our Women for Amy bus tour. And we right now, even as we speak, are cruising around Washington, around the Supreme Court. We've had our supporters there and did basically a Support Amy pep rally. And has just been around the area, around Capitol Hill, just showing our support for soon-to-be Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
You know, this is such a wonderful thing to see, especially in light of what happened with Gorsuch and especially Kavanaugh, to see so many Americans getting out to Washington, D.C. I also understand, Penny, a couple of hundred Liberty University students are there as well. This is an incredibly well-qualified nominee for the highest court in the land, and there's no reason at all that the Democrats should not oppose or should oppose her.
Of course. You see politics come to play. But the truth is, in all this talk about diversity, all this talk about underrepresented voices, there's no more underrepresented group in politics or in on Capitol Hill or in and now certainly in the Supreme Court than conservative women. And we are very eager as women who are constitutionalists, who are conservatives, to have one of our own for the first time on the Supreme Court. Justice, soon to be Justice Barrett, Judge Barrett now at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, is one of our own. She's she would be in history the only woman with school-aged children to actually actively sit on the Supreme Court. We believe that she brings our faith perspective, our worldview to the court that it's desperately needed. We desperately need her perspective as she judges these cases in light of the text of the Constitution.
Penny, when you look at what the Democrats seem to be upset about, and clearly they're upset about her Catholic faith, I want to make this distinction. The reason they're not upset at Catholic Joe Biden and they are upset about Catholic Amy Barrett is because she actually practices what she believes in. She practices her faith, and that has triggered the Democrats.
That's exactly right. We saw it when she was, in her nomination and in her committee hearings for the Seventh Circuit. We heard Dianne Feinstein say to her directly, "The dogma lives loudly within you," and therefore, she was disqualified in Dianne Feinstein's opinion. That same theme we've heard echoed throughout Capitol Hill by the Democrats in talking about other religious nominees, like Russell Vogt, for instance, at OMB, because he was a member of Knights of Columbus. I mean, religious bigotry is alive and well. We thought we'd put all that away with John F. Kennedy, but apparently it's still living and thriving within the Democratic Party. Yes, it's fine for the Democrats for you to say you're a woman of faith or to be a person of faith, but you can't really believe that stuff, right? You can't really live it out. And so, what I've been saying is, like, we should all pray that the dogma lives loudly within us. We should all want to be the essence of Christ and actually allow our views to inform our behavior and the choices we make in life. Again, Judge Barrett is a brilliant jurist. She's uniquely qualified at this morning. She's going to at this moment, and she's going to be a great addition to the Supreme Court. And we're working very hard to make sure that the senators hear from us, that all the senators know that there's a lot of support for her. And, the Democrats lost seats because of Brett Kavanaugh. That could happen again.
No doubt about it. And I hope they do if they make this thing ugly. But again, Penny, when you look at this nominee, here you have a woman who has done it all. She has been very successful in her career, and yet she has this incredibly beautiful family, a loving husband. She is in a biblical marriage. They have this beautiful the two adopted children from Haiti. What is there not to like about this particular nominee? I just don't get it.
Well, Todd, I think the real fear is she drives a stake in the heart of this false narrative that to be a successful woman, you must turn your back on family and opportunity to have children, that you must somehow, refuse to be a mom. You must sacrifice all of that on the altar of your career. Mm-hmm. She's dangerous to them because suddenly feminism takes on a whole new level of opportunity. It changes their definition of feminism to have a very successful woman, a Christian conservative mother of seven, sitting on the Supreme Court.
Penny Nance, by the way, you and I follow each other on the Instagram. You have a much better Instagram.
Yes, we do.
You have a much better Instagram page.
Did you see what I just put up?
I did. This is amazing. Look, there are a good couple of hundred women standing outside the big, beautiful. That is a pink bus, Penny. You're not kidding. It is a pink bus.
Yes. So I thank you for that. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and see what we're doing. Our Women for Amy Best Tour is that we've got about 8 more states to go. We head to Pennsylvania on Wednesday. We'll go from there to Ohio and then to South Bend, Indiana, out west to Iowa, Texas, Arizona. So, and other stuff in between. So follow what we're doing.
All right, Penny. Good hearing from you. Good luck
you
out
too,
there.
Todd.
And Penny Nance, a great American patriot, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, PYNance1 is her handle on the Instagram. And you know what? We've got to do this, folks. We've got to get out there and show America, show the nation that we are proud of nominees who represent our values. All right. You know what? We're gonna jump into the phones here. We have one line open right now. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Donald hanging out with us on the talk station, not a talk station, Donald, the talk station in North Carolina. What's going on?
I just was wanting to offer my observation on your inquiry about in my neighborhoods around here where I'm at. I see more Trump signs than I do Biden and Pence. There are some. But they're located in various sparse, areas. And then there's some, in some neighborhoods, I've actually seen the signs. Some had Trump sign on one neighbor's house and Biden sign on the other neighbor's house, you know.
Donald, are you buying the polling data that says President Trump loses in a landslide?
Nope, not a bit. While I was on active duty in the military, I was stationed up there during the Clintons and during 3 different tours. And I understand the nonsense. Matter of fact, it was funny because a lot of things that I learned while I was on active duty and stationed up in Washington, D.C. That's another story in itself. I don't believe anything that I've read about that because it doesn't pan out with what we see on a daily basis.
No, I'm with you, Donald. I just do not see it. And there's a brand new Gallup poll out. 56% of Americans believe they're better off now than they were 4 years ago, and that's even with the global pandemic. So that tells me that there's a whole lot of support for this president out there. And that tells me that clearly the mainstream media, big tech, and the Democrats are colluding, and maybe the pollsters too. I don't know. But there's a lot of collusion going on, people trying to discourage you from going out to vote on Election Day by saying, well, good grief, if the guy's down by, 10 points, why would I waste my time going out to vote? No, folks, you can't buy into that. Do not be deceived. Donald, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. And we love our friends at The Talk Station. Great folks there. All right, let's go to Rosalind. Rosalind, listening to us from the great state of Michigan. And Rosalind, my understanding is that John James is making that a pretty competitive Senate race up there for you guys.
Yes, he is. And I think he might pull it off this time because I think a lot of people are getting wise and they're getting fed up. And what they just did to the governor here and showed her they were not going to put up with this baloney. Hopefully it'll send a message to those two senators in Washington, too.
By the way, Rosalind, I know the governor was the target of some sort of a domestic terrorist. What they want to do is a kidnapping.
Right.
It's domestic terrorism, in my estimation.
It was the Republican president that saw to it that they didn't get away with it.
Rosalind, you're preaching the truth. You're preaching the truth. You're absolutely right. And by the way, one of the ringleaders is a Trump hater. And the mainstream media left that out of their coverage.
Oh, I know, I know. I spend a lot of hours researching this stuff every day for my ministry here on Facebook. So, they think everybody out here is stupid.
Rosalind, I got to tell you, I think the president's in good shape here. My concerns are there are several. One is the cheating and these absentee and mail-in ballots.
That's why I'm calling you.
Go ahead.
Okay, when it was time for the primary, I didn't receive my ballot because I have to vote absentee. I'm homebound. I called my township, and I'm in one of the most liberal leftist areas, the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, if you know of that area. And so we have a lot of problems with the Democrats here in the city I live. So when I didn't get my ballot, and I've never had any problem in any other election ever getting my ballot on time or anything, so I called the township. They said, well, you didn't return a form requesting a ballot. So then I couldn't vote in the primary because their online system was down, so there was no way I could get the ballot and get it back to them in time. So then here it's coming for the presidential election in November, no ballot again. So I called, and I didn't even get a form to request one, and that's what I was actually looking for in the mail. So I called the township again, and they said, well, we sent you a ballot. I said, yeah, but I didn't get the form to request a ballot. Well, you requested it on your one for the primary in March. I said, you people told me I didn't send you that application, and that's why you didn't send me a ballot back then. So then the gal goes and she looks, she says, oh, no, we've got it here. It's got your signature on it. And so I forgot to say, well, if you had it, then why did you tell me you didn't have it? And why didn't you send me a ballot for the primary? So now they're telling me, well, somebody's got to put you in a car and bring you here in order for you to get a ballot. I don't think anybody can bring it out to your building. So now it looks like I'm not going to get to vote in the presidential if they have their way. Because even if my brother went over to the township, they wouldn't give it to him.
Rosalind, it is absolutely unacceptable that this is happening to you. And I suspect it's happening to a whole lot of other people out there. So we're going to keep tabs on this. Let's put Rosalind on hold. I want to find out what county she's in, and let's see if we can't maybe get some info to help her out. Folks, we've got to take a break. A couple of lines have opened up, 844-747-8868, wanting to know what are you seeing in your neighborhoods? A lot of Biden signs, a lot of Trump signs? Are you believing this polling data that's out there that the president's going to lose in a landslide? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, our good friend Charlie Hurt from the Washington Times is going to weigh in on the Supreme Court hearings currently underway up on Capitol Hill. Also, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany scheduled to join us in the 2 o'clock hour, and Tim Murtaugh is going to be here to weigh in on the big Trump rally tonight. All right, let's get back to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Les, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Les, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. I hope you're doing well today.
Les, you know, I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Well, good. I was just telling Grace a while ago that I live in the Little Rock metro area, and it's heavily Democrat. And I've seen a lot of Biden signs and things like that, and a few Trump signs, but I'm not worried about it, because you get outside the area here and you will not see Biden signs anymore. And I know God's in control, and I really think that he's going to see through all this evil stuff that Democrats have tried to pull over on everybody. And I've never been polled. So, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean a thing to me as far as the polls are concerned. I truly believe that President Trump's going to take it on a landslide again.
You see, Les, I do think the president is going to win, but it's going to be hard if the people don't get out and vote. And that's the thing. We've got to get out and vote. We've got to call our neighbors. We got to call the people we go to church with. They need to understand this is the most important election of our lifetime. And I know we say that every election cycle, and it really doesn't mean a lot. But Les, here we are right now deciding, do we go down the path to socialism or capitalism? And that's the choice we have to make on Election Day.
Absolutely. And I cannot understand why anybody would want the alternative.
You and me both, Les. You and me both. But you know what? Unfortunately, we got a couple of generations of young people that have been conditioned in their public schools to embrace socialism. You know, they don't want to work for
a living. Absolutely. That's right. That's correct. But I know everybody in my church, and it's a pretty good-sized church, is going to vote Republican. I'm certain of that.
Good for them.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. The Lord's in control. No one rules without his authority. And I feel like that he's going to, you know, take charge of things, and it'll be all right.
Les, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Texas. Anita hanging out with us on the live stream. What's going on, Anita?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Well, I just want to put my two cents in as well. Down here in Lake Conroe area, Texas, you see tons of Trump signs and flags and very few Biden ones. But I agree, everyone needs to get out and vote, because we can't just expect that it's going to happen.
I'm just suspect, Anita, on these polls that say landslide. And if, in fact, Biden does win in a landslide, I think the election was fixed. I'm just going to go ahead and say it now.
I agree. That's the only way he's going to win, is if they cheat.
Do you buy
in? Get away with
it. You know, Anita, your senator, Ted Cruz, he was on the show last week, and he's really concerned about whether or not Republicans are going to have the gumption to go vote on Election Day. And he says that, you know, the Republicans could face a bloodbath.
I heard him say that, and that just really upset me a lot, because I don't actually think it's true either.
Yeah. I hope it's not. I really do. Anita, we've got to skedaddle. That music means we've got to take a break here. Thank you for listening. Thanks for keeping us updated. Folks, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls, but we do have to take a quick break for the news. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. Charlie Hurt coming up next.